Chapter 3 Gotama. In the town of Savathi, every child knew the name of the exalted Buddha, and every house was prepared to fill the alms dish of Gotama's disciples, the silently begging ones. Near the town was Gotama's favourite place to stay, the grove of Jetavana, which the rich merchant Anathapindika, an obedient worshipper of the Exalted One, had given him and his people for a gift. All tales and answers which the two young ascetics had received in their search for Gotama's abode had pointed them towards this area, and arriving at Savathi, in the very first house, before the door of which they stopped to beg, food has been offered to them, and they accepted the food, and Siddhartha asked the woman who handed them the food, "We would like to know, O charitable one, where the Buddha dwells, the most venerable one, for we are two Samanas from the forest, and have come to see him, the perfected one, and to hear the teachings from his mouth." Quoth the woman, "Here you have truly come to the right place, you Samanas from the forest. You should know in Jetavana, in the garden of Anathapindika, is where the Exalted One dwells. There you pilgrims shall spend the night, for there is enough space for the innumerable who flock here to hear the teachings from his mouth." This made Govinda happy, and full of joy he exclaimed, "Well, so, thus we have reached our destination, and our path has come to an end. But tell us, O mother of the pilgrims, do you know him, the Buddha? Have you seen him with your own eyes?" Quoth the woman, "Many times I have seen him, the Exalted One. On many days I have seen him walking through the alleys in silence, wearing his yellow cloak, presenting his alms dish in silence at the doors of the houses, leaving with a filled dish." Delightedly Govinda listened, and wanted to ask and hear much more, but Siddhartha urged him to walk on. They thanked and left, and hardly had to ask for directions, for rather many pilgrims and monks as well from Gotama's community were on their way to the Jetavana, and since they reached it at night, there were constant arrivals, shouts and talk of those who sought shelter and got it. The two Samanas, accustomed to life in the forest, found quickly and without making any noise a place to stay, and rested there until the morning.